living powerfully now. I am a youth. Living powerfully now, I am a youth. In this seminar in the present, we talk about each aspect of beingness, each aspect of our life, from step to step as we go along. Now, what does it mean, living powerfully in the now, I am a youth? What is a youth? A youth is a person who is no longer a child, no longer an infant, no longer just born, but one who has stepped forth from childhood now to take the condition of being responsible in the world, of doing things that it is told by its parents and by its elders, by its family, community, by playing a role in a community. I am a youth, and the youth is one who takes on the responsibilities of family. He takes on the responsibilities of living a life where all things are working out together for good. All things are working out together harmoniously and joyfully and wonderfully, so that that young person can fit in with the community that he's in. But truly, what is the divine youth? What is the divine youth? Does he fit in with his community? Does he fit in with his family? Does he fit in with all things? And the answer there is no, not really. Because the divine youth is living in a most unusual way. As a child is unlimited, because a child is doing childish things, he's doing unlimited things, he's living in his divine form, so the youth is a continuation of the child's divine form, but the youth can do one of two things, maybe more, but basically one of two things. A youth can be fitting into his community, fitting into taking responsibility for the world, or he can be a dreamer. He can go off into the imagination of his thoughts and stepping beyond. Now, when a child, when a youth is talented, the family sort of support that talent. They support him in doing his thing that he wants to do, sometimes. And sometimes they don't. More often they don't. The family is really not interested in having a great genius in their family. They're not interested in having anyone be a Mozart or anyone be a Michelangelo or anyone be a great manager of people. That just doesn't seem to fit. But when the youth is stepping into that aspect of its being and realizes that it does not have to do what the world wants it to do for it to continue to live as part of that world, it won't have the support of the world as it does its own thing, but it will do its own thing in a beautiful, dynamic way that will fulfill itself and make itself feel that life is worth living. Can you imagine if you were a Mozart and your mind was filled with music all the time and you were denied the opportunity to write that music down, to compose that music? You're not really composing it, you're transposing it. To take that music and put it down. If you are not able to do it, that would build up such a block inside of you, it would build up such a limitation inside of you that you would take on all sorts of other activities to let off your energy, to let off being yourself. Now, truly that's not being yourself. Being yourself is when you're following your inner drive of being a musician, of being a Mozart, of being a person who is in charge of your life. But who's able to do that? Who's able to walk through the world and be in charge of their life and follow the pathway they want to do? Who is able to go through life and be undisturbed by the things that are going on? Be undisturbed by the fact that the world doesn't appreciate who they are and what they are. Now, the real geniuses have little regard for what the world thinks of them. The real geniuses just go and be themselves and have fun. They just go and express themselves and show themselves in whatever way they are, and are not attempting to be approved or believed in or supported by the rest of the community. They just go off and do their own thing. If Mozart were attempting to have the world appreciate his music, it wasn't ready for his music yet. When Mozart began his music and listened within, he brought forth music that the community didn't understand. The other musicians didn't understand. It was only later, as he built up an interest in his music by the world, that the world took an interest in his music. He had to stand for it himself. He had to believe in it himself. He had to be it himself. He could not allow himself to need to have the rest of the world approve of his music, of his actions, of his ways. Can you imagine any other creative person living in the world and having to have the people of the world appreciate and approve of how he's acting and doing? When little children do things, and they think things, and they know things, and when they are things, and when they don't have the approval of the community, or their brothers and sisters, or their family, or their whoever is around them, are they limited by it? Do they say, oh, well, why bother? Or do they go and do it for themselves, by themselves, and amuse themselves, and be so fully appreciative of who they are that they do not need the appreciation of the rest of the world? Now, you have wonderful ideas flowing in and through your mind, in and through your body, in and through your consciousness, and you have these wonderful ideas that are just demanding to be listened to, demanding to be heard, demanding to be followed. And if you, and you do have it, but if you want other people to appreciate what you're doing, you will have a very tough road. Everyone really has their own pathway. Everyone really has their own dream. Everyone really has their own way of going, way of expressing themselves. Everyone really has come to the age of being a youth. Some stay in that age of being a youth for all the rest of their life, and they're just being themselves and having fun. And their primary purpose in life is to appreciate themselves, is to appreciate what they believe in, what they do, and what they are. Oh, many painters come out with strange techniques of painting, and the rest of the world is not ready to receive that or understand that or believe in that. And because the rest of the world is not ready to believe and understand that technique of painting that they have, they are put down, and they are outcast in the artist community. They're outcast in the community of balanced, regular thinking type of people who are interested in painting. Some like paintings that are realistic. They like paintings that are authentic. They are like paintings that are like a photograph. And others like paintings that represent the artist's attitude about his thought for a particular concept and how he expresses it. But that's not the only areas. The area of singing, the area of music, the area of talking, the area of sharing ideas. Sometimes people have ideas and they say that God is universal. God is in everything, as everything, through everything, and everyone is God. Now, many people do not want to take the responsibility of being God. Many people do not want to take the responsibility of taking the opportunity to say, I am God, and following it, because they think they make mistakes. They think they do strange and erroneous things. And because they think they do that, then they think that what they do is not really the highest and best. But little do they know, what they do really is the highest and best. When we follow our dream, when we follow the direction that we want to go, then everything is wonderful. Just like right now, my cat walked across my monitor here that turned on the sound for the for the system, and up she came. Now, I didn't choose to have it be there, so I shut it off again. It startled the cat, because the cat was going around here trying to check over everything, just seeing everything that I'm doing and wanting to be part of it. But the cat is her individual self. Now, the cat is like a youth. The cat, our cat, Jeannie here, she wants to do whatever she wants to do. And if she wants to be petted, she comes up to be petted. If she doesn't want to be petted, she doesn't come up to be petted. And sometimes she'll rub against your leg, and that's enough for her. But the thing is, she is doing her own thing. She is following her own path. She's walking her own way. And when she chooses to, she does it. And if she wants to, she runs out the door and up onto the treetop and climbing high into the air and thinking it's just so wonderful, just so fantastic. And that's exactly what she wants to do. That's exactly how she wants to be. That's her life. And because it's her life, she does it. You and I follow that same pattern. We follow that same pattern that it's our life and it's our world and it's what we want to do. And because it's what we want to do, we do it. And because we do it, we're having all sorts of a good time doing it. We think it is just so wonderful to be doing the things that we want to do. It's so wonderful to be doing the things that we want to do. Because doing the things we want to do are making us happy and making us feel so fantastic and so glorious, because that's what it's all about. Now, can you walk your path in life? Can you do the things in life that you want to do that make you happy? Can you live your life in a way that you are being yourself and having fun? Can you say that all is God and that you are God and that everything you're doing is God and wonderful? Can you say that? Well, you can. But if you do, will you be appreciated? Will you be honored by others? Will you be respected? And here, if you care, then you have a problem. But if you just know the truth about yourself, you just know that you are a youth. You are a budding expression of the awareness of the intelligence that's within you. You are a revolving and revealing inner self that's so beautiful, so fantastic, so glorious. This is who you are. This is the greatness of who you are. This is the wonder of who you are. This is the glory of who you are. Now, is this what you want to be? Do you want to be all that your mind tells you to follow and run with? If you do, then you're doing the right thing. If you don't, then you become part of the community. You become part of the human race. And you become part of the human race that says you must do whatever is to the best of everybody in society. What is the best for everyone in the community? What is best for everyone? And when you do what is best for everyone, you're not being yourself. You're not revealing yourself. You're not opening the door to all of the genius and all the magic and all the wonder that's within you. If you want to open the door to all the genius and all the wonder and all the magic that's within you, you do it by listening to yourself. That's how the theme of meditation was founded. Meditation is when you stop and think and listen within, and listening within, you hear that inner voice say to you, all is in divine order. You hear an inner voice say to you, go for it. You can climb the highest mountain, you can swim the deepest sea, you can do anything you want to do. You can walk the pathway that makes life meaningful to you. This is what the youth do. They say they go out and sow wild oats. Or are they going out and living their dream uninhibitedly? And the dream doesn't always have to be sex. It doesn't always have to be something that is antisocial or anti-society in any way. The dream can be living into their inner heart and hearing the music. Now, Mozart was certainly not doing something that was common. He listened within. He heard divine music. He wrote it down note for note, perfect the first time. No erasures. Magic? No. It's training. He learned to meditate. He learned to listen within. And he learned to believe what he heard was right. He learned that he didn't need to change it just for change's sake, oftentimes. He didn't have to change it just to prove anything to himself or to anybody else. He did what he heard. He wrote what he heard. He listened to it. He wrote it down, and he made it his, and he gave it to the world if they wanted it. And if they didn't want it, that's perfectly okay with him. Many of his pieces of music were in the piano bench. Many of his pieces of music were stuck away in boxes and never seen until long after Mozart had moved on to other dimensions. We live in a fantastic life, in a fantastic world, in a fantastic experience. But we are at the stage of youth, and this is a stage we might always want to be in forever and ever. We might want to be in throughout our entire lifetime. The stage of reaching out, the stage of listening in meditation to the divine within us and saying, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer, and we know the answer. To say all is in divine order right now, whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm thinking, whatever I'm saying, all is in divine order right now. I walk with the youthful exuberance, with the youthful joy, with the youthful strut of feeling very happy, very proud of myself, very proud of what I'm doing. And as I have this pride and as I have this exuberance and this feeling of joy, I go out and create new things that have never been done before. I am the great entrepreneur. Today we're finding the entrepreneurs are coming forth greater and greater in their youth. And they sell their projects to people who recognize how fantastic they are, and then they take that money to go on and create other projects that they have in their mind, other imagination, other entrepreneurial concepts that they want to bring forth and give life to. But that's youth. An adult would want to make a big bank account. An adult would want to have it to be depended on for later. But a youth, every moment is exciting. Every moment is a great activity of life. Every moment is something that he gives his attention to. Every moment. There's not a thought about tomorrow. There's not a thought about yesterday. There's not a thought about even a moment past or future. There's only the now. And the youth live in the now. The very concept of youth, the very description of youth that we have in our consciousness is always being out, searching out for new dreams and new wonders and new magic. What did you do in your youth? Did you climb the Himalayan mountains? Did you go to the South Seas? Did you go to the ghettos of the cities and bring there a modicum of peace and power and love and joy? What did you do? Or did you just follow what was expected of you by everybody else? Did you join the status quo and live in the status quo, expressing purely what everyone expected you to do? If you want to be the magic youth, if you want to be the eternal magic youth, what you do is you dream your wildest dream. And in your wildest dream, you walk the path of your wildest dream. And you find that that is the way for you. That is the way that leads to the adventures of life, the thrill of the moment, the thrill of activities that sparkle your consciousness beyond anything you could ever imagine. It makes you aware that you are divine. It makes you aware that you are fantastic. Today, let's each of us recognize that we are the youth. It doesn't matter what age we may be. We may be newly born, or we may be ready for another dimension, but it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is that as we live in the vitality of our imagination, as we live in our dreams, as we live in our thought processes that take us into the magic of life now, into the allness that has never been revealed by anyone else, but's going to be revealed by us because we let go and let the divine in us play it forth and be it. This is who we are. This is what we are, and this is all we are, and it's wonderful. But this is living in the present, living powerfully now, knowing I am a youth, and I am a youth eternally.